What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Animosity, where today, what am I doing? I have like three episodes to record tonight, so top five cartoons I've watched. Yep, I'll record the other ones later. Yes, today I'm doing the top five cartoons that I have watched in my entire lifetime, based off my perspective now, because I know little 8-year-old me would have put Teen Titans Go at number one, and just saying that sentence out loud makes me want to die. So let's get into it. At number five, this one might surprise people that this is, like, all the shows that are on here, I think I've mentioned at some point in my life to, like, people. So that's great. But number five is Steven Universe. Steven Universe follows the tale of Steven, a half-human, half-gem hybrid, as he learns more about the history of gems and their world. I love the show so much for its representation, as all the gems are non-binary, with using female pronouns. Its story, which gets more and more tense as the seasons go on, and its humor, which is just iconic. Why is it only at number five? The plot only really happens in very small intervals, and we get a lot of filler episodes until we get more plot. This is this problem that this show had constantly. Yeah, basically what I did is I have a little script for each one, and then I go off script, which, God forbid, we know what happens when I go off script. Cue the highlight reel. We don't have a highlight reel? Oh. We should probably get on that. Anyways, sorry, talking to producers, because I have a whole team of 1,000 people at my disposal. yeah. I love Steven Universe. I've talked about it a lot. It was like one of my favorite shows for a very, very long time until I watched other shows. And yeah, now it sits at number five, which is still impressive considering, get this, I watched The Amazing World of Gumball. Yeah, but don't tell anyone. At number four, once again, I think it's going to surprise people that this is so low, but at number four is Miraculous Ladybug. Miraculous Ladybug follows the story of Marinette, a normal girl who can transform into Ladybug to save the day, all while living her normal high school life and having a crush on Adrian. And Adrian, a normal boy who can transform into Cat Noir to save the day, all while he lives a normal high school life and has a crush on Ladybug. The twist is, they don't know each other's secret identities. I love Miraculous Ladybug for its ability to absolutely destroy me emotionally with its love plot and to intrigue me with its superhero plot all at the same time. It's a tactic I've only ever seen a few shows pull off well, and this is the one that does it the best, I think. Nope. Second best. There's one later on this list. It does it better. Maybe. I don't know. Shut up. Miraculous Ladybug, this is another show I've talked about a lot. It was, like, my favorite show for a while. That was my favorite show. For like a few years. Literally, I think it was Teen Titans Go was my favorite show. Then Steven Universe was my favorite show. And Miraculous Ladybug was my favorite show. And then it just switched like 15 times in the span of 2 years. We don't talk about it. But Miraculous Ladybug is just so great. And as well, I have not seen season four yet. Except for the episodes that like me and Rohan did podcasts on before. You know that we don't talk about that. We don't talk about him. Me and him are still friends. He just doesn't do anything anymore. I don't know what I've said in the past, but it's probably not true. But me and him are chill. Me and him are cool. He's focusing on his life. I'm focusing on mine, and that's my statement. Thank you, news reporter. That is my statement. And me and Rohan would like to ask that you respect our privacy at this time. We would not like to answer any more questions. Thank you very much for your time. Back on track. Miraculous Ladybug is just such a great show because you get the love plot that makes you want to just put a knife through your chest, and you get the superhero plot that makes you want to kick someone's butt. I can't swear anymore. Trust me. I've gotten some great messages from people. I can't swear anymore. You know you've made it when you have angry white mothers. It's going. You can just tell their word. When you have angry mothers going into your DMs, being like, you can't say but because my 6-year-old child listens to this and we do not want him repeating this in our Christian household. And I'm just sitting here like, lady, then don't have your child watching or listening to my crap. Thank you very much. I think it's happened like 3 times, 4 times. I don't know. My DMs is just a lot of people calling me the F slur. So, yeah, I tend to not really respond to DMs that much. Anyways, back on track. Miranka Sadebug also would like to note has representation in it with Rose and Julika. And Mark and Nathaniel. Oh, I cannot spell. I'm not even gonna try. I just can't spell. Anyways, moving on to number three. Number three, now this one is definitely gonna surprise some people. Number three is Transformers Prime. Transformers Prime is the story of the Autobots, a group of alien robots dedicated to protecting humankind from the Decepticons, a group of alien robots who wants to take over the Earth. I love Transformers Prime because it's the main story of the war for Cybertron, and not Cybertron because, you know, war happened. Is so interesting. The rivalry between Optimus Prime and Megatron is so intriguing. Meanwhile, Ratchet and Knockout provide some impeccable humor. Just go to YouTube, search out the great quotes of, or search on YouTube the great quotes of Knockout. You will not be disappointed. I'm looking at this. Why is this so high? Keep in mind, this was a show that I watched for the first time like a year ago when me and Cam were doing it for Animosity. That was the first time I watched it. Because like when me and Cam stopped making episodes together, I finished watching the show and it was so good. It was so good. And before you ask, yes, I'm allowed to name drop people that have been on this podcast before, and I'm not allowed to name drop people that haven't. Like, I can name drop Shiloh, Nicole. Just Shiloh, technically, but same principle. Oh, no, actually, I can't. They were never on ours. I was on theirs. Oh, sorry. Once again, I do this every time I mention them. But check out, stay tuned with Miraculous Ladybug for Miraculous Ladybug content. It's really good. Did they stop uploading? Or did I just stop getting their post notifications on Spotify? Go to Spotify, podcasts and shows. Stay tuned to Miraculous Ladybug. Seasons. Oh, they did seasons. Crocodile and Wishmaker. That was August 21st. That was like over a month ago. Shiloh's dead is the conclusion I've made. Yeah, definitely check out them for stuff. And if you listen to the episode we were on, me and Rohan went on to their podcast and did an episode talking to Shiloh and geeking out of Miraculous Ladybug. That was really fun, and I highly suggest it. Trust me, that was probably the most fun recording session I've had in a very long time. It's like the one we did with Cartoon Apocalypse. Another person I can name drop. His name I think it's Aiden. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I'm in his Discord server, so we're cool like that. Jesus Christ, how many people do I have blocked on Discord? That is way too many people to be normal. I'm getting off topic. What's next? Number two. So number two and number one, I think people can pretty much guess. It's just the order of them. So number two is The Owl House. The Owl House follows the story of Luz Noceda, who accidentally gets trapped in the Boiling Isles, a land of magic and witches. While there, she befriends a witch named Ida, who helps her learn more about magic and eventually go home, question mark? I love The Owl House because its ability to mix the Bellows plot with the love plot is amazing. Just like Miraculous Ladybug, but better. Also, Ida is just an icon, and you can't convince me otherwise. Oh, I love Ida so much. Ida Funny Moments. Go to YouTube, search Ida Funny Moments. Idling Clawthorn Funny Moments if you want to be. You want to be precise. Just do it. It's so good. And just don't watch season two, but don't watch season two like spoilers, because like the only season two thing I'm gonna say is knock knock knocking on Hootie's door sounds a lot worse than it actually is. Anyways, moving on. The Owl House is just such a great show, and I'm excited for season two returning in October. I'm so excited. Trust me, I'm probably gonna make an episode talking about The Owl House season two once season two is finished. That'll be interesting to do. Coming up on 10 minutes. Yay. Now to talk about my number one. I know what, no. Let's do some honorable mentions that I don't have written down. Basically, what I consider honorable mentions is I go to my Netflix account and look at what's on the watch list or what am I previously watched on Netflix. Oh, that's easy. I have one honorable mention, two honorable mentions. I'm looking, hold on. I have two honorable mentions. Honorable mention number one, Total Drama. It's such a great show. Total Drama is like a spin on reality TV, but memed. Memed to death. Chris McClane is such an icon. And even Don. He's such a, their hosts are great. The characters are great. The humor is on point. Love Total Drama. And apparently it's returning with two new seasons at some point. Yes, please. And my second honorable mention is Big Mouth. Big Mouth is a show that I think is very underrated. It follows the story of these people, these like middle schoolers going through puberty, and it is such an important show for you. Like, if you are a parent and you have a seventh grader, or you are a seventh grader, watch this show. Yes, it's inappropriate to a point where it's n disgusting, and yes, it is sexually explicit. But it is also a very good show. It is educational. It teaches kids about like things like safe sex, about periods, about accepting people in the LGBT community for, you know, who they are. Also forgot about this. Transformers Prime does not have any LGBT rep, but the Owl House. I'm gonna let that one speak for itself. Total Drama doesn't have any LGBT rep. Big Mouth has LGBT rep. Where was I? Sorry. Big Mouth did great show. Excited for season five. I think I did season five predictions if you want to scroll back through the animosity timeline to try and find it. I'm not gonna stop you. Yeah. And on to my number one. No one is surprised. It's my Twitter and Discord profile pictures. She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Is anyone surprised? She-Ra follows the tale of Adora. Born into the Horde, she was trained to this phone. Shut up. Number one, She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Is anyone surprised? She-Ra follows the tale of Adora. Born into the Horde, she was trained to take down the Princess Rebellion. But when she finds the sword of She-Ra, she starts to question everything she has ever been told. I love She-Ra because it is a perfect show. The plot is interesting, the characters are iconic, the humor is perfect. Catra, the fan service is amazing. The representation is impeccable. Almost everyone in the show is LGBT in some way. It's so great. I love She-Ra and the Princess of Power so much. Oh my god. Literally, and like us, like literally, Sheepop Twitter is my ring. No, almost yeeted my ring. Sheepop Twitter is just such a great community. I've made some great friends there, and also. Have my notifications blown up by people on there. Was directed at someone. Hopefully they hear this, but they probably won't. Yeah, that's my number one. Let me know what you guys think on this list. Just know that this is my opinion, and if you don't like it, you can suck it. Feel free to have your own opinion. I'm not going to control that. But if you tell me my opinion is wrong, seek help. Yeah, don't let me know on Twitter, whatever. I don't know. If you DM me and I don't respond, don't be surprised. I have my like post notifications turned off for Twitter, which I highly suggest people do. It helps you with a great, you know, Twitter life balance. And I'm gonna shut up and wrap up this episode so I can start recording the next one. We on that grind, boys. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I did that in the wrong order. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. Wait, sorry. I end my episodes different now. Bye.